I'll go to Ner Shabbos, everybody. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 160. Results Pliskin Sefer on self-confidence. He has a chapter here that says, continue to work and to practice and to improve. That applies, of course, in all areas of life. He's referring here pertaining to self-confidence. And that is part of how you build it. You build it is by saying to yourself, I am going to develop this skill. I am going to develop this talent. I am going to develop this ability, whatever it will be. And not to allow mistakes to derail you. Not to let failures stop you from getting there, getting up and continuing to get better. No matter what level you are on now, you work towards focusing your mind on constant improvement. It's not realistic to expect perfection. A lot of people in their minds expect perfection and they fall short. It's not realistic to be highly skilled without working on that skill. You may have a natural talent, but that's not good enough. Now, people with natural talents may be more highly proficient more quickly than those who are less talented. But everyone needs to keep practicing to gain mastery on whatever subject that you want to master and whatever midah you want to acquire. So intelligent self-confidence includes the knowledge that every basic skill needs to be learned and then practiced over and over again. You may have some public speakers that right away from their young age, they were great. But many great public speakers were awful when they began speaking. Many highly successful salesmen or fundraisers were very unsuccessful before they were trained and practiced at the skill. Many actors had to develop to become a great actor. Now, there are natural born talents. Of course, there are, but most are not. Most take work. And even those natural born talented people, they will all tell you, my greatness, though, did not come from the natural talent alone. I had to hone the skill. I had to work very, very hard. Rav Moshe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Moshe Feinstein was an Eloi, a genius. But he put in his 150% koichos, utilizing his yegia, and did extremely, extreme. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, same thing. Extreme effort to become great. They may have been great without their efforts and their Mesiras Nefesh. They would have been great regardless, very likely. But their greatness, the way we saw them, was a mixture of the natural koichos that they had, that Hashem gave them, but primarily the yegia and the Mesiras Nefesh and the working hard. That's something we need to remember, whether you have a lot of talent or a little talent. The ikar is the achievement and going as far as you can with it. Some great leaders had it naturally born. Some didn't know how to motivate and inspire people until they learned. They had special, or they davened for Siyat Deshmaya for it. Some of the greatest musicians sounded awful when they first tried to play their famous instruments. You keep practicing, you keep working toward it, not to be afraid of failure, just have a strong desire to improve, not to be blown to smithereens because you fell or something negative happened, but you keep on going. Don't give in to pessimistic thoughts. Just because you think I'm not good at this now, don't say I will never be good at it. Optimism is the positive quality you need to acquire. A wise balance, of course. You're optimistic, but don't be overly optimistic, because if you're overly optimistic, you're going to say, "Huh, I don't need to work hard, and I'm going to be skilled quicker than it's possible," and it's an unrealistic expectation. So Zelig Pliskin says as follows, a strong will to improve can be more beneficial than natural talent. The motto, there is nothing that can stand in the way of a strong will, has been proven over and over again. In sports games, the strong will to win is felt by both competitors. But there is no competition with anyone in character development or any other aspect of spiritual development. A strong will and the knowledge of how to proceed is all you need to make, all you need to keep making progress. Choose the area in which you sincerely want to excel and be dedicated to it and work hard, you'll be matzliach. Now, to be honest, it doesn't apply with everything. Some people are not born physically with the talent or the ability to be an all-star basketball player. They could work extremely hard. They'll be efficient. Will they get into the NBA? Some people, it's impossible. They won't. But when it comes to character development, when it comes to Hakobi Yidei Shemayim Chutz Meyir HaShemayim, to be the best person you could be, and to bring out your own potential kaychais that you do have, you discover it, you know what it is, you know what the potential is, and you work hard, you will be matzliach. In Torah, same thing. Yes, will there be certain things that you're better at grasping and less better at grasping, but the ratzayin and the desire and the yearning will get you extremely far. And that is the idea of why all these shiurim in self-confidence is so important. Because that's the only way to get to accomplish and to bring out your potential in life. That's why it's a chiv. We will basically say, this is, I think, one of the most important chapters in this book. We're towards the end, by the way, but we're going to continue with the self-confidence theme in two other books that he wrote, one called Take Action and the other one called Courage, that's connected with this. So we're going to still continue on the same theme, although it'll be in a different book. But here, towards the end of his book on self-confidence, he has a chapter that says, if the Almighty helps you, you can do anything. Those who have internalized this attitude were models of humility and modesty despite their accomplishments. They realized that Hashem is who gave them the ability to accomplish as much as they did. One person once said, a spiritually high person said, Hashem didn't just help me. He's the one who actually did it all. To transform yourself by this awareness that if Hashem helps me, you can do anything. You're plugging into the ultimate power, the electricity of all electricities, the creator and sustainer of the universe. Then you can do anything and everything. He can give you abilities that you didn't think you had. This realization helps you elevate yourself. It helps your thinking. You can expand your awareness of your capabilities by recognizing Hashem. You keep your humility because you know you can't do anything on your own independently. So you're humble. Your head is screwed on straight. You're not going to be arrogant. But at the same time, you're very empowered because you realize, I'm relying on Hashem. I'm going to try my best and trust Hashem. Ask Hashem. He could do anything. Believing that you can't do something has the power to stop you from doing it. That sentence is disempowerment, is negative. Believing you can't do something has the power to stop you from doing it. So stop thinking along those lines. Instead, imagine how you could gain by having the empowering attitude by saying this, if Hashem helps me, I can do anything. And you repeat that message again and again and again. And you'll find yourself when you do that, you can do more things that at one time you thought was impossible to do. Rozel Kliskin brings down from one of his rabbeim, I believe, from Noach Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who used to motivate and inspire his students to continue to grow and to accomplish more and more. And he said like this, basically, some students claim they weren't bright enough, or they weren't creative enough, or they weren't strong enough, or they weren't assertive enough, or they weren't talented enough. They really thought that their claims were true. But when anyone tried to claim that he couldn't do something, Rabbi Weinberg used to say in his fatherly tone of voice, if Hashem helps you, you can do anything. And these inspired students became teachers and leaders. And even if it's so far from you to imagine that, you have no idea how much you could become and you can be. It makes no difference what your past looked like. It makes no difference even if you made tremendous mistakes, horrible mistakes, mazed mistakes, who knows what. It makes no difference. You are empowered now. The Hashem, that is what he wants. He wants the transformative power within yourself. He doesn't want you to stay stuck. This is one of the Yetzer Hara's blockages that he places before us, that we are stuck. Once we did whatever wrong in our lives, for how many point, you know, period of time or whatever it is, we can't undo it, we can't change, we can't transform. Nonsense. So again, to reiterate the two main points in this particular share, you continue to work and practice and improve in developing your talents and your skills, and your improving of your midos and serving Hashem the best, as best as you can, and keep working at it. And there's nothing that can stand away in the way of a strong will, and to develop that and to keep it sustaining in a sustainable way. You basically remember this, that if Hashem helps you, you can do anything, and Hashem wants to help you. Habo l'tayr misayin oisai. This is the idea. You don't give up on that motto. There are times, yours truly the same thing. For months, didn't feel accomplished with anything. I started not believing in the habo l'tayr misayin oisai. It's not true. You keep at it, you keep at it. Don't get deterred. Keep on it and be stubborn about it. And you will see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you. If he helps you, you can do anything. And that is the opposite of arrogance, because you're not relying on your own power. You're recognizing it's all from Hashem, but you're plugging into Hashem. You're plugging into his power and his faith. You have faith in him, and he will provide, and he will give. And you trust him. You have to do your effort. You ask Hashem even to the effort that you're doing to help you make that effort. And you keep on trying and you don't give up. And Saif, you'll be Matzliach with a tremendous Simcha and Sipuk HaNefesh. That is why I always say, no matter how terrible your Shalom Bayis is at this moment, you keep on davening for it. For those that are widowed or divorced and they gave up on life, you keep on davening for it and new hope will come. And good things will happen. And you don't give up on that. You keep on, no matter how long it's been, where you just felt it's not shayach, things are not possible to get better. You hang on to that hope and you turn to Hashem. You plug into his energy. You trust him. Help me with my life. And Habo l'tayr misayin oisai, and he will help you and he will guide you. And may we all feel that. Koyach. May we all feel Hashem supporting us. He is always, but very often we're blocked and we don't feel it. And bracha is that we should ultimately be able to feel it, to feel that warmth, to feel Hashem encouraging us to become better, to become the best people we could possibly become. Bracha v'atzlacha.